Mun chinatam radio vaigual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.
Oh. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, greetings to you from the Archdiocese of Imphal. I am immensely grateful to Patrona Bawan authorities to give me this time slot to share with you the Sunday's Gospel. Every Sunday, the Gospel sharing of the day. Well, it's not a full-fledged homily of the Sunday, but just the Gospel sharing. Today's Gospel comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 27 on. And the main theme is love of enemies. As I stand here right now, there are a lot of vehicles moving in retreat house where I stay. The election authorities are here in retreat house from Meghalaya, along with the security. And a lot of tension is being built up in this peaceful place where I stay. And in town, a lot of tension. In my home district, in Chandel district, a lot of tension is there because of the election fever. We are not supposed to live in tension. We are supposed to live in peace. And the Gospel of today is talking about love of enemies, creating a peaceful atmosphere around us. But if we see the world around us, my immediate world in Manipur, as elections are going to take place, fear is there. Fear grips the entire state. I guess fear grips the entire world, especially Europe and the Western countries, over Ukraine, the impending invasion of Russia, of Ukraine. Will it take place? I don't know. By the time you listen to this Gospel message, something may have taken place already. Somehow we live in fear, in anxiety. Whereas the Lord in today's Gospel is talking about love of enemies, to create a society of peace and love. Let's read the Gospel of today. Luke chapter 6 verse 27 on love of enemies. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. I just wonder if this Gospel passage, today's reading, has any relevance for our times, when the world is gripped in sin, when the world is gripped by hatred, vengeance, wars, creation of new instruments of war. I do not really know how much this Gospel message will have relevance for our times. Dear sisters and brothers, this message is not to frighten you, but just to invite you to reflect on the situation of the world today and the Lord's loving message, His invitation to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, those who have harmed us. Whereas the world, our society has got its own standards of vengeance, revenge. It has got its own standard of peace building with prices, price tags attached to it. So even if we have to build peace between enemies, a lot of tags have to be attached, a lot of conditions. And so peace, well-being, love of enemies, forgiveness, peace pacts are a rare commodity for our time. We read on, if anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away from your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Well, it's a hard thing. Someone strikes us on the right, and to show the other cheek, I think it's a hard work to do. It's a great homework that the Lord is giving us in today's Gospel. at the same time, he is demanding. If anybody wants to borrow your shirt, give your coat. I wouldn't do that for anyone. It's a hard thing to do. But the Lord is demanding us in today's gospel. If somebody asks your coat or your shirt, give your coat, your overcoat. Somebody strikes you on one cheek, show the other. It's a hard homework the Lord is giving us in today's gospel. The next demand the Lord asks of us is, if anybody asks something from you, do not expect a return. Do to others what you want others to do to you. So today's gospel, as the Lord himself said once, is a hard saying. Difficult to swallow, difficult to absorb and retain. Yet the Lord demands from his disciples, his followers, this love of enemies, to return evil for good. Let's read on from verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. Now, love of enemies, loving those who love us, is a natural law. So pagans, non-Christians, people of every race and religion practice that. It's the law of nature. Somebody loves you, somebody gives you something, well, give something in return. No big deal about it. But the Lord is telling us in a deeper level, love because God loves them. Love because, not because they love you or give you or they are generous to you, but give. And that should come straight from the heart. Then the Lord tells us again in verse 37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Well, sisters and brothers in Christ, today's gospel is a very, very hard demand from our Master, the Lord Jesus. A very, very huge demand, difficult to practice. And in fact, many fail to practice. Many fail to understand. Many fail to be the symbol of a true disciples. Not all Christians are able to show that they are a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Yet the Lord is demanding these things from us today. What is our answer then? I would say, you and I have no choice. The Lord leaves us with no choice of love of enemies, love of people who don't love us, those who have harmed us. We have no choice. But wait. In the church, we have very, very consoling stories of men and women, bishops and priests, laymen and women, who were heroes of faith, who loved their enemies, forgave them, forgot about the harm done to them, and in turn, did good to those who harmed them. This has been seen throughout the history of the church. And so we cannot say that it's hard. It's a hard saying. It's a hard demand from the Lord. Yes, it's hard, no doubt. But we have men and women, holy men and women in the church, who have been examples of faith, who are able to prove their faith. They are able to show that they are a follower of Christ. No compromise about it. And some have given up their lives for Christ. Forgiving their enemies. Doing good to those who have harmed them. Returning good for evil. People have harmed them, but the return they give is something good. That is being a disciple of Christ and the demand to be a disciple with all these hard demands is not lessened in our times. In fact, the demand is greater. In our time, when the world has gone bonkers, when the world is painting an evil as good and good as something evil, reversing the order of things, the Lord, in His time, in the hearing of His disciples, reversed some of the law of Moses, like tooth for tooth, eye for eye. And today's gospel is about that. Love your enemies, those who do harm to you. The Lord still puts that demand on us. And as I said, we have no choice, dear sisters and brothers in Christ. We have no choice but to follow the demand of the Lord. Well, I'm not saying that create a persecution. Create a situation where you will be persecuted, where you will have lots of enemies, heaps of harm done unto you. No, we are not saying that. But take life's problems as it comes. Take enemies as they come. Receive them when they come. There's no need to actively invite them, but receive them. Take to heart all harm done to us, or all hardships that we face daily. Parents, you face daily problems of finance, problems with children, or a mobile addiction of your children, problems in the church, problems with the clergy, problems with the faithful. Problems are there. We don't have to go and search for problems. But as they come, as followers of Christ, remembering the words of the Lord, we receive them and make peace where we can make peace. And the sooner we make, the better. The sooner we forgive someone, the better. This is the demand of today's gospel. And it's not impossible to follow. The Lord will give us the courage, the wisdom to utter words of forgiveness when the time comes, as the Lord wants His disciples of their future persecution that they would face, to be dragged in the courts before kings and queens, before their enemies. Don't worry how to answer. So we need not worry how to handle these difficult situations of life. The Lord will give us that wisdom. We simply need to be disposed to what the Lord wants us to do. Enemies are not few, many. Problems are many. But we preempt our heart and soul as faithful followers of Christ that difficult situations will come. But tell yourself, Christ stands with me. He stands by me. And then come what may, we will have the courage and the wisdom to face the problems of life. And we will even possess the joy of answering these difficult situations. God bless you all, and thank you.
ay ito ka. Noi mi gam maluk na kisim zong ling nang ma na singe. Noi mi gam maluk na kisim zong ling nang ma na singe.
Uy ham pagkaya nga kun sam to ding. Uy ham pagkaya nga kisil zo ding. Ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe. Di ma kisil heilo. Ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe. Di ma kisil heilo.
Sangin ahe kalung sunga umho kapol masangin song ahe asi apa ahe su e mihim mit mo dingin zahil song len
ikat le koma bangki lang din itsi ni le ipatin kita inahong kipong din itsi ni le ipatin kita inahong kipong din
kuy ham pagkaya nga kung samto din kuy ham pagkaya nga kisil so di ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe di ma kisil kailo ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe di ma kisil kailo.
Hong ki pong ding sini a isot na diu lam ki ikhol cinta ubite sini a isot na diu lam ki ikhol cinta ubite
kui ham pagkaya nga kun sam to ding. Uy ham pagkaya nga kisil zau di ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe di ma kisil kailo ama dingin dan zong sun abang singe di ma kisil kailo.
Munchinatam radio vaigual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.